The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Real reason to believe after Monday night's game, in which they even up this series, that they were in great position to move on.
And they had taken control of this series, seemingly, with a couple of games coming to Kauffman Stadium.
Yeah, but look, I mean, it's pretty obvious. You know, we talked yesterday that it would be hard to believe they could win game four if, once again, 2-3-4 in your lineup don't come through with big hits. It's going to be really tough. You're facing a really good Yankees team. A really good Yankees team, although, by the way, that their bullpen was just outstanding.
Lights out.
Throughout the series. And, unfortunately, that happened. You didn't, you know, there were moments. There's obviously some moments where it felt like they were about to tie this thing up, Kyle is, but we were sitting in right field. We all, like, Dusty's next to us. We all stood up. Everybody in the media, like, the row we were in, everybody stood up. I mean, Soto's ass was up against the chain link fence. I mean, so there were moments, man, and that adds to the disappointment because you wonder, like, what if, right? The big what if of that game is.
Homer in 27 parks or the million other things. But it wasn't. It was Kauffman, and the wind was blowing in. All things that were a factor in whether or not that thing didn't go. But, yeah, I mean, there were several moments. Between that and the benches clearing brawl, I'm like, okay, now we're cooking.
It did feel
I thought maybe a little energy coming. Vinny got the RBI double right after that. I thought, okay.
It did feel like that. Benches clearing brawl, like nothing happened. It was your typical baseball fight, right? Like they just stared at each other for a little while. But yeah, it felt like that could have been, you know, the moment where it swung everything. If the Royals would have ended up coming back and winning that game, that would have been the moment that everybody pointed to and said, okay, did that spark the team? And it did lead to a run right after. But that was it. Just simply not enough offense in the series. Let's just call it like it. Not enough offense in the series from the guys that have to perform. Look at any team in baseball. Especially when you're not a team that is out there spending $200 million on a payroll.
Way too low
for
the Yankees.
You know, 300. I know, I'm just throwing out a number. But yes, you get the point. My point being is, like, your stars on a team, the Royals, have to hit. You just have to. And that's not to doubt. Like, Tommy Pham was great. He had three hits last night. He was terrific. But, like, ultimately, it's got to be the three guys we talked about the whole time. And it just didn't come fruition last night. And that ends the season for the Royals.
It depends on how you want to boil it down. I think you could simplify it to its lowest common denominator, which would be the Yankees were a better team. They have a better bullpen. They have more stars and a better offense. And maybe that was what got the better of them. But I think it's what we talked about at the beginning part of the season. I understand. I'm never going to be that mad that Vinny, Bobby, and Salvi had a bad four-game stretch. If it weren't for them, they wouldn't even be in this position,
sure.
Right? They wouldn't even be in the postseason as it factored if it weren't for those players and what they accomplished. I still probably put it more on the offense the last couple of days, because if I told you over the course of 162 games, your team gave up three runs, which is what they gave up last night, what they gave up the game before, they gave up just two the game before that. So in the last three games, they gave up a total of eight runs and lost two of them. I don't know, man. In a normal regular season of baseball, those are wins. But honestly, the starting pitching didn't live up to what it was in the regular season either, because that's the other thing that got them where they were. And had they had one guy in the last two games just stick it to the Yankees the way they did his starters pretty consistently and went six shutout innings versus five letting up two or four letting up one or three, you know, whatever it was over the last couple of games, well, then they probably force a game 5-2. It stinks. It obviously stinks that it came down to the end of this.
It did.
But yeah, the two moments that killed me were those two. When the benches cleared and then Vinny hit the double, I thought, okay, fire, you know, like, they've got some fire again. One more hit, one more run in here, and this place is going to start popping off again in kind of a crazy way. And then the Isbell's hit. I thought it was gone. Yeah, look, I thought it was gone.
I actually thought the crowd last night was better than the crowd on Wednesday night. I don't know if you agree with me or not.
I thought
Thursday night's crowd was better than Wednesday's. Maybe it was the feeling of desperation, right? And knowing like, hey, it has to happen in anticipation. There also were some, you know, there were, whether it's the bullpen guys running out to the infield, and Brady Singer was like first in line sprinting from the bullpen, by the way, to get out there. Whether it was that moment or there just seemed like they were close to turning the corner and finding something, I don't know, but I just felt like last night's crowd was better than Wednesday. But you're right, this was the moment where it felt like everything was going to shift.
Bam has his hands on his knees as he leads off of first base. The 1-0 pitch. Isbell swings, and it's a fly ball. Deep right field. Back goes Soto to the fence, and he's got it. Oh, my. Kyle Isbell took Juan Soto to the chain link fence in right field. Literally. He didn't quite get it, but he hit it hard and came just a couple of feet shy of tying this game with a home run.
Stick a knife in my gut, why don't you? God, that call makes it worse. Not like worse. No, it's not Ryan Lafleur's call. It's a great call from Ryan. Actually.
I knew what you meant. I think we all knew what you
worse
meant.
Worse emotionally. Yeah. If that makes sense, because I thought he got it, and then I don't need to hear stuff like, well, they're saying over on the broadcast that the wind factor at Kauffman tonight is six feet, and you're like, oh, and it's like, well, it would have been a homer in like 26 parks. You're like, I don't need to hear any of this. They're not playing at a different park. They're playing at Kauffman Stadium, right. And wind sometimes blows in.
And the reality is that night you were playing at Kauffman Stadium.
With the wind blowing in.
And that's the reality. Conditions change. It is what it is. It sucks, you know? It obviously sucks. And, you know, you could sense it. We'll play some of the audio from Bobby Wood Jr. and Vinny and some of the other guys in the clubhouse throughout the show today. And I mean, you know, that's the thing with any sport, but especially with baseball series, like just like that, it abruptly ends. I mean, it's been a hell of a ride this season. Think back to where things were at in May. And just at that point, just the excitement that, wow, there's a chance they're going to compete all year. And that was the reaction in end of April, early May. Like, wow, you know what? They're actually, we were having conversations like, hey, we got to stop saying are they a good team or not? No, they are a good team. Remember, that was like just it was tough to get people on board with that.
Yeah.
Until May. Then everybody's like, okay, I acknowledge they're a good team, but are they good enough against blank team? Are they good enough to hold on? The bullpen's not good enough to make the playoffs. All these different things that happen, they were all conversations, warranted conversations. And then to get to a point where, wow, they got a chance to maybe do something special in the postseason. They of course, sweep the Orioles in a short series. And then I really believe it, man. When they evened it up. You know, when they evened it up on Monday night, like that's when I really started to believe that, wow, this could end up being another 2014-ish run, you know, where they go deep into the postseason. But there's no doubt. Let's talk about where this season ended up in terms of heading into the future, because this season, of course, is a massive win overall. And I know it doesn't feel that way today. It's not even 24 hours since the season ended. And it's brutal. And I'm sure the players
are going to have a hard time conceptualizing that this is a successful year.
Their goal, of course, is to win a championship. They didn't win a championship this year. But with this organization and where they were at as a whole, 56 wins a year ago, to now being in a divisional race for much of the season, hosting playoff games, going up against a Yankees team that heading into the postseason was the favorite to win the World Series. And I don't know what the end of the story will look like for them. Maybe they go on to win the World Series. I don't know if that makes you feel any better or worse.
Screw the Yankees. Are you kidding me?
I was going to finish, but I mean from that you lost to the team that won the World Series.
I don't care about that.
But if you're just saying you hate the Yankees, yeah, we've established that. I think we all hate the Yankees.
Mm-hmm. It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.